SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
First, Abu Dhabi Bank, which is the largest bank in the United Arab Emirates, has confirmed with us that they are going to once again continue down their path to obtain a banking license in South Africa and set up shop here. We know that previous efforts by the FAB were halted when a court case was brought before one of South Africa's courts protecting or looking to protect against trademarks related to the banking space. We're going to be taking a look at this. We're going to be taking a look at how this could potentially impact the South African banking landscape with our resident banking specialist, executive director and portfolio manager at Denker Capital, Kokkie Koyman. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Kokkie, lovely having you on our show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. What was the initial conversation around the FAB's inability to come to South Africa? What was the court case around?
Thanks for having me. This is indeed an interesting one. So the court case was around basically that FNB felt that, or First National Bank felt that the First Abu Dhabi Bank trademark would be too close or infringe on theirs. But interesting that in the court case, they actually alleged that First Abu Dhabi Bank wasn't serious about it, about registering the trademark, and which to me was strange. Rather alleged that the trademarks were too close together. But okay, regardless, the strategy worked, and the to and fro had been for 9 years until the Supreme Court of Appeal basically ruled in Abu Dhabi Bank's favor and against First National Bank. Now, just by the way, quick background. The First Abu Dhabi Bank is a result of a merger of two other banks, both almost the same names in 2017, but its acronym under which it trades and is known as FAB. Now, FAB is quite close to FNB, and I think that would have been a better case for First Rand to have used the proximity. But the court ruled a couple of things, but one thing it did say as well, that because FAB, is easier just to refer to it, operates in a lot of African countries. In fact, it operates in five continents, and the African countries are basically Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, Iraq as well, then UK, France. So it's international, quite big, and it's 1.5 times, its loan book is 1.5 times the size of FNB. But in those countries, it is known as FAB or as First Abu Dhabi Bank. And so the court held that, you know, the appeal is dismissed. So, yes, the next step will be for them now to apply for a banking license and to start thinking about banking operations, which does take time. You're not going to get that quickly, and you've obviously got to proposed directors, your top team, they've got to be vetted by the South African Reserve Bank. But in terms of the competition, it's interesting that this bank, 80% of its loan book is corporate and investment banking, and only 20% is retail banking. You know, what we would normally know is almost a Capitec bank, internet banking, mobile phone banking, home loans, and obviously Sharia-based products. So I would imagine that initially they would try and compete more on the corporate space, wanting to do business also with South African corporates or Middle East corporates who are doing businesses in both of those jurisdictions.
Kokkie, can we take a look at what this development means for the South African financial services landscape? This is not a small bank. We've already established the size of this bank in its own territories, including its home territory. The bank marshals at the moment a little over $406 billion, or around $6.6 trillion in assets. Clearly, this is going to be a serious competitor if we're to look at everything from capital adequacy to size of loan book, as you alluded to. What does this do for the South African financial services landscape if we're talking competitiveness, but also attractiveness?
Yeah. Well, firstly, in terms of attractiveness, in our banks, in terms of return on capital, rank more or less with the US banks. The return on capital is 15 to 20%, depending on which bank. And that's more or less where a lot of the U.S. banks trade, as well as the regional banks, also 18, 19% return on capital. Interesting, the Brazilian banks and Mexican banks trade on do much higher returns on capital. So it's interesting that they come here, but I think it's also the African continent, because they are on the continent. But our banks are very well regulated, thanks to the South African Reserve Bank and the bank supervision. The country is politically stable. It's a good economy. Sadly, it's not growing, but it's a good economy. It's a good stable banking system, so it is attractive. But very important, the track record of international banks coming here and competing and being successful is zero. All the way back, and you can go back to ING, Commerzbank, Deutsche Bank, Barclays Bank. I can name lists of banks. They all came and left. BNP Paribas, and it's not such a big market, and it's a very competitive market, despite what a lot of people think. I think the second mistake, and actually Paul Harris, the ex-CEO of First National Bank, used to say that. He said the mistake banks make, and they themselves made that when they went out to Australia, said when we go and open up somewhere else, we send junior guys, we send the B team, and we go and play cricket against Australia, we send our A team, not the B team. So it's the same as doing business. And so I think if First Abu Dhabi Bank come and they try here initially with the B team, they're not going to succeed against our A team. So, and I think that's often the case. But also bear in mind that the clients that get attracted to a new bank are often the ones who don't get good facilities or loans or rates at the SA banks, because they are higher risk. So normally a newcomer always attracts the higher risk clients. And so what does it do for the South African bank? Sure, it brings a new competitor. And it means they will have to sharpen their pencils and make sure, especially this is a big and a good bank. But it will take time. I think I can't see them writing loans even in the space of 2 years with having, doing all the licenses, getting a presence, doing marketing. So it will take some time before they really become competitive.
It comes down to strategy where it relates to financial services, because that strategy is how you build trust in a new market that you are entering, especially if you're entering that market for the first time and looking to stick around where other competitors have already established their businesses. We'll see how that shapes up. For now, it seems as though we're moving ahead in the right direction, and that will only bode well for South Africa in terms of its banking environment and other financial services. Kokkie Kooyman, Executive Director and Portfolio Manager at Denker Capital, joining us to take a look at First Abu Dhabi Bank's decision to come into South Africa and how that's going to move forward.